America tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you for this hour. Let me tell you, some of you probably had shelves. You're probably picking things off shelves, but you also had shovels out in the great Midwest, especially in the Dakotas, if you're listening to me there, and I know some of you are. If you want to chat about it, we want to hear your description of what it's like in the winter wonderland. In the Dakotas, slammed pretty hard, Wisconsin. And in Minneapolis, St. Paul, 14 inches of snow. Said it was like a blizzard earlier in the day, but it all started on Friday. The people in those areas are used to lots of amounts of snow, as I like to say. They laugh at those in the East Coast knowing that a dusting will send school down for a day or two. But yet, in most of those areas, they might have some late openings, but they're going to school. Kind of a bummer if you think about it. If you're listening to here, if your school is canceled, you'd probably have to be listening for a very long time because very few things get canceled. Our own Matt Johnson is there at the helm of the mothership in Minnesota. And Matt, you had to come to work through it. How tough was it to get to work? Oh, he left. He left. He's out digging his car out because he had to go and start it. So I'll answer for him. I talked to him about getting into work. He said it was pretty tough. Took him like about an hour to get into work, where normally it might be maybe 20 minutes or so. So it is like a massive white blanket. However, while many of us think that'd be pretty cool, the one thing that's tough to deal with is what you have to deal with. In other words, having to go to work and navigate through snow often can't be fun, especially when it freezes overnight or then you're dealing with ice situations. Man, that's always the worst. It's the ice, to me, that is so bad. It's not so much the snow. And if you can kick back and enjoy it, which was my point about having school closed, then it's really, really cool. But when you have to find your way to wherever you have to get to, it's tougher. So temperatures dropped to below zero in some places right now, and the blizzard warnings were issued for west central and southwest Minnesota even through Sunday night. That's what they were saying, and the National Weather Service was really discouraging anyone to go out until Monday. They had about 150 flights or so that couldn't get into Minneapolis, St. Paul. They just canceled them to be safe because they didn't want to have to worry about trying to get planes down with the way the snow was coming down. So just a massive blanket in the upper Midwest. That's part of what happened over the weekend. Also, there was a little bit of a meeting of the minds, but it doesn't look like much is going to come out of this. When I say there's a meeting of the minds, the president invited John Boehner to the White House again, trying to work something out, trying to kick open the door of a fiscal deal. And as part of the fiscal deal or any such agreement, we know what would have to happen is a shift in ideals on taxes, because that's what the Prez says he's not going to budge on, that you've got to raise the taxes on the top 2%. So the Republicans, it looks like they may buckle on that, at least some of them, and try to go for the entitlements and see what they can get and just allow the president to get his way and the Democrats to get their way and tax the top 2%. The president definitely has some leverage, but will the Republicans get some leverage of their own with this debt ceiling? Because that's a problem. You got to lift the debt ceiling. Otherwise, we're in trouble and we crash there. And because we owe people so much money, meaning China especially, we owe. So if there is something that could be considered leverage anyway for the Republicans, it's probably that whole debt ceiling thing. So what happens, what happens, what happens, who knows? This has been going on for so bloody long, a year and a half. 22 days. That's the countdown. You know, I feel like we've got a Hanukkah calendar up or a Christmas calendar, and we're Xing days off till we get to the holidays. But this isn't a present we really want to unwrap. Because I think what part of the problem is for all of us, the sweaters out there, the middle class, is we realize, and this is what people hate. Wait a second, but I did everything I was supposed to do. I killed myself to pay my taxes. I tried to pay down my debt. I paid down my debt. Now you're going to slam me for what some idiots did in the country to allow us to continue, the people we elected, to continue to go down the rabbit hole and amass more debt, more debt, more debt, and get up to the point where we're $60 trillion. I mean, how does that happen in the first place? At some point, you have to say, well, gee, we're at $10 trillion. We're at $11 trillion. How do we keep going up? It should have been before that. If you're talking about a couple trillion, no big deal. And I know we could say, well, yeah, a couple trillion, if you're talking about the 90s, the early 90s, is different from these many years later. But it just shouldn't have gotten to that. Then the fight should have been over the budget, arguing over the budget versus here we are stuck till the very last second. Every single time, that's what happens in the U.S. Our backs are completely against, we're like a Velcroed to the wall. And somebody has to turn off the machine so we can fall down. We shouldn't be in these positions time and time and time and time and time again. It's wrong. But we can't put the genie back in the bottle, so we have to deal with reality. And the reality is, we'll know in 22 days whether or not something gets done. Maybe there is some kind of a weird Band-Aid, because you figure a new Congress comes in. What would be the alternative and what would be the compromise there? I'm not so sure about that, because I just don't see any kind of compromise happening. It certainly doesn't seem that way. And, you know, then you wonder why U.S. consumer borrowing is up to $2.75 trillion. The borrowing is up to $2.75 trillion. So people are, what, spending to make themselves feel better or spending on things they need like school. But whatever it is, that's a very, very high number. Borrowing increased by $10.8 billion because they're broken into categories that covered your car and your student loans. Borrowing on credit cards was up by $3.4 billion. It's only the second monthly increase in the past 5 months. So what does that reflect? It reflects that people are borrowing because of some of the things that have happened, probably with storms, even with Sandy, waiting for FEMA, waiting for some hero to ride to the rescue with money that's pouring out into the streets of Staten Island or Seaside Heights. Is not going to happen. They're still fighting over how much money, and the insurance companies are still trying to get their act together. So people are probably leveraging that, is what I'm assuming. And more consumers are reluctant to build up credit card debt because of the interest rates. So yet we find ourselves in that position. Hey, if you want to weigh in on anything from the fiscal cliff to are you maxed out on your cards to are you digging out in the Midwest storm, you can do that by giving me a call at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're flipping to the B-side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
America. Yep, a couple of quick things from over the weekend that you might have missed. This is a big one. Hugo, sorry, no love lost. The butcher Chavez, the Venezuelan president, is going back to Cuba for a third cancer surgery after naming his VP as his choice to end up ruling, Freudian slip, leaving the country if illness ends his presidency, cuts short his presidency, for whatever that means. So how serious is it? You be the judge. If it's a third cancer surgery, you have to assume it's pretty serious. They're just not telling us very much other than why would the VP be named? He's ready to take over. Should he have to take over? Sad story here. A member of the U.S. Special Ops team was killed during a weekend rescue mission in Afghanistan that actually, on the bright side, freed an American doctor abducted by the Taliban outside of Kabul 5 days ago. Sad that that happened as he was rescuing him. But luckily, at least, it his mission was fulfilled, if that's any kind of consolation for the family, because one loss is one loss too many, frankly. How about this? This is one of the stranger things I happened to come across over the weekend. Syrian rebels who are very, very busy working to do whatever they can to topple Assad and his regime, where so many people have died, obviously, at the hands of Assad, that they're trying to figure out tanks. So what they're doing is they're looking at a couple of things. They have tanks. The Syrian rebels have tanks powered by a PlayStation controller. No kidding. And when I first actually even somebody sent me a little link to the story, when I first got the story, I was like, what? PlayStation controller? Well, so let me explain this. It's the technology in the video game, of course, and it's the so what it is they're looking at, when they were trying to figure this out, and they were looking for spare parts, they found this Sham 2 sort of rough around the edges thing, but had guts in it. So what they did was, it rides kind of, I guess, on the chassis of an old diesel car, and is fully encased in light steel that's rusted from, as you can imagine, being outside the elements. Then you got five cameras mounted around the tanks outside. There's a machine gun mounted on a turret, one that turns all over, all the way around, panoramic. And it looks like kind of, they describe it as man cave-ish, a couple of flat screen TVs and whatnot. So Sham 2 is headed up to the devastated area called Aleppo to try to join the forces there, because it'll be able to help fend off some of the firepower that obviously is happening against the rebels from Assad's people that are combing the streets. So what's our role in all of this? The CIA is guiding weapons into Syria. That would be one. So while people are screaming, wow, look at all these victims, why aren't we doing anything? The reality is behind the scenes, we are doing a few things. We're not fully invested, obviously, in this. And, you know, you can figure out the reason why we're not fully invested in it. When we have troops already still in Afghanistan before they pull out, and then all the trouble spots of the Middle East, the worry, concern over what are the biggest troubling areas in Syria. Sorry, you don't completely, wholeheartedly make the list. But covertly, it's being reported the CIA, certainly, and this has been already happening for months, is helping direct powerful weapons, basically, picked up by Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and others, to Syrian opposition fighters. So it's interesting, because that kind of contradicts what the military strategy initially was going to be. We're talking about automatic rifles, rocket-propelled grenades, ammunition, anti-tank weapons, that kind of stuff. So is it, you know, they're saying that they don't want to contribute, if you remember, to whatever the militarization was. But yet for months, really, we have been doing that. We have been doing that, really, since the probably the beginning, or at least the tail end anyway. The thing that I could confirm, that it happened in the tail end of June. So you do the math, that here we are in December. So that's been happening for quite some time, and doesn't get much play. It's not discussed very often. One thing that is discussed and would definitely fit into really the odds and ends of the weekend, besides what's happening with the finances in Washington and the snow and the impact of that on the morning traffic for lots of people, and even for many of the third shifters listening to America Tonight, it can be pretty tough to navigate the roadways coming home when things have started to freeze over, because that's usually when some of those accidents happen, and when it's scarier is, as I mentioned before, when things ice over, if they get to that point. And if not, it depends on the temperatures, but the temperatures certainly are leading themselves to that happening. So it's going to be kind of like a hockey rink for some whether they're going down back roads or they're on hills or whatever. So that certainly will be in the Midwest, in a couple of states, that'll be a big story heading into the week. The snow and how, what's the snow totals going to be and what's the prediction? Because it's kind of like guessing the marbles for the people in the Midwest or people where they get a lot of snow. They start to guess, especially the weather people, how many expected inches you might get in the season, how many expected you might get, and then other people will also get involved because it's, you know, it's interesting to see. Is it going to be one of those record-breaking years or what? It has been record-breaking lately when it comes to gasoline prices. Did you fill up over the weekend? And if you did you happen to notice that gas prices have fallen almost 50 cents a gallon over the past 2 months? I mean, it really is, has really dropped. The average price of a gallon of regular gasoline is $3.38. That's according to the Lumberg survey. They take a survey across the country of what the prices are. The national average is about 8 cents higher than the average a year ago, but still, Long Island in New York has the highest in the survey, 385. The lowest, Memphis, Tennessee, 305. And in between, there's a mixture of a few other things like St. Louis, 305, Salt Lake City, 340. And L.A. always seems to be pretty high, 368. So maybe you're lucky you're listening to me in one of the areas where gas is particularly low. And, you know, we do this every single time. The high water mark right now, it always changes, but the high water mark is $4. And if you get below, you know, 350, 340, then people are excited about it because they're used to paying a little bit more than that, and they can actually see that it's, you know, dollars and dollars less, $10, $15, whatever it might be, depending on what they're driving. And that makes people forget about some of the higher prices that they've had to pay. All right, we're kicking it off into the next segment here in America Tonight. So if you're listening to us somewhere in a cold car, bundle up, crank up the heat, and be careful on those roads.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle. That'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
If you want to let it rip and you can't dial at 855-266-KATE, then the thing to do is send us an email at americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you are in just like that. With that in mind, many of you take me up on the offer, and I am always shocked, and I say this a lot, but each and every time I check the mail, half the time I'm in danger of too much mail, and I have to hurry up and clear it out. So, otherwise I'm going to crash the system. So guess what? We have to clear the mail out, so we're going to head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. Okay, so here's one from Jake in Austin. And Jake in Austin says, Kate, did you see the thing about the Texas A&M freshman? I could never be so proud. Did I tell you that I went to school there? How about a Frosh winning the Heisman? What a rarity that is. Yes, a huge rarity. And, of course, not just in Texas, but all over the place it's being talked about. You know, it used to be the Heisman is, the speculation would run rampant really all season long, and I guess it still does, and the voting and what's going to happen. But he made history, the A&M quarterback, Manziel, Johnny Manziel his name is, and they call him Johnny Football. That's his nickname. So Johnny Football, I think, might have surprised a few people. In the entire history of the award, in the 78 years, it has never been given to a freshman. And so he did make history, Jake. Yes, indeed. It is pretty exciting. And he beat out a lot of people. He wasn't in danger of the people that were right behind him, the Notre Dame linebacker, the Kansas City quarterback, a couple other that were on the list. Didn't even come close points-wise, because that's the voting thing. It's all about the points. So he was pretty... I think he's pretty touched by that. He had 43 touchdowns, rushing and passing, and 4,600 yards. So he's definitely on the map. Then the question becomes, now what? All right, let's move on to the next one. This one from John, listening to us, he says, in Vermont. John says, hello, America, tonight. It's been a very strange year, 2012 has been. I look forward to your year-end pieces I heard you talking about, re-racking what were some of the top stories and what were some of the biggest blunders of the year. Yeah, in the blunder category, there were so many. I mean, if you're the person who screwed up, maybe and you got national attention, you were a politician, an entertainer, whatever, I guess the one solace those folks could take is there was always somebody else who was screwing up. At the end of the year, and when you happen to have something happen at the end of the year, you get probably more attention than any other time. So the end of the year story, General Petraeus and his fall from grace. There he was in line to take over at the CIA, He was in line to take over at the helm of the Defense Department to slide into Leon Panetta's gig, and then all that came crashing down because of a biographer that he met at Harvard who wanted to write his biography. Wow, a chance meeting. Who knew what would happen? And then years later, because it had been a couple of years, unfortunately for him, it exploded into a huge story. All right, here's one from, here's one from Ariel who says, dear Ms. Delaney, I've heard you talk about this before. In fact, I think you do some kind of dungeon thing, and I can remember you putting in that former assistant Penn State coach. Have you seen what's been going on with him lately? I happened to catch a news report the other day, and they were saying that he had to be confined to a cell almost every single hour. I did see that same thing, and they're saying that he's confined for 23 hours because they're worried about his safety. In prison, who are the biggest pariahs that we've heard about? Well, that would be sexual offenders, because the people in prison have... sons, daughters, you know, relatives. And that's the one thing that you just don't seem to do very well in a prison population when you are any kind of a sexual offender, especially this in the case of molesting boys, of being convicted for molesting and sexually abusing boys. He is a serial child sex offender, Jerry Sandusky. So he's in a tight, restricted area. And that's a long time to be, you know, thrown in a hole for 23 hours, basically. I feel no sorrow for this man, however, if you think about being convicted of 45 counts of sexually abusing 10 boys over 15 years. Who knows if there were more than that. But anyway, 10 over 15, and he was sentenced to up to 60 years in prison. And what a, you know, there's a scandal that really sparked a massive national conversation over sex abuse in universities and sports and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, not to get off into a tangent there, yes, 23 hours, too dangerous for him to be anywhere in the, you know, in the public population of a prison, because he would not be safe. He wouldn't be safe. That's the bottom line. All right, here's one from, let's see, the Keys. The Keys, I'm thinking that could mean a couple of different things, but spelled like, I think, Florida Keys. But the Keys says, hello and Merry Christmas to you and all the listeners of America. Tonight, while I am in Gator Country, I knew that was a hint, I am a rabid cowboy fan. I think it is very sad what has now happened to that team, the drunk driving incident. Maybe this will make people pay more attention to drunk driving. If, you know, anytime there's any kind of a high-profile case, and what happened was one of the cowboys was arrested on suspicion of, what do they call the official way they worded it, intoxication manslaughter, after the car that he was driving flipped and caught fire on Saturday morning, and it killed a teammate. And so the Cowboys, who played Cincinnati, had Brown's, the guy who died, Jerry Brown's shirt visible on the bench, and he was on the practice squad, and all around them, and they talked about it before and after the game. And this was a pretty bad accident. They certainly believe that alcohol was a factor, because they're saying the car actually went about 900 feet or so after hitting the curb. And when they got to the scene, the one cowboy, he was a nose tackle for the team, was dragging the other guy from the car. He was dragging Brown from the car, the practice player, pulling him. And so the guy that was killed was 25 years old. He was pronounced dead almost immediately. And the guy now arrested on suspicion of intoxication manslaughter was in his third season with the team, and he was, booked him into jail, and he's 24 years old. So, yeah, maybe, you know, anytime you have any, like I said, any kind of a high-profile deal, any kind of a driving thing and a charge with a friend and killing the friend and all that kind of stuff, Maybe it does make somebody think twice. All right, here's our last one, and this one comes to us from Jerry B. And Jerry B. says, Katie Kate, I've heard you play some Rolling Stones occasionally on the show. Did you happen to notice over the weekend that the Rolling Stones were in Brooklyn doing an anniversary gig? Anniversary in the sense of when they first came to the U.S., Yeah, the Stones, boy, talk about longevity, because they still, and maybe it's nostalgia, older crowd, or whatever it is, doesn't matter, but they still get people to go out and listen to them when they do any kind of a concert. I mean, they're 68 plus, in their 70s, some of them, and they were there for 2.5 hours at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, which is that new arena. It's their first U.S. show. They're doing like a mini tour, and it's unbelievable. 50 years as a band together. First of all, band members staying together, but 50 years as a rock band. And Mick Jagger, 69 years old. Why keep doing it? Because it's like an ATM machine. If you think of all your fantasy things that you could possibly do, and let's just say even in the entertainment field, what would you want to be? Playing an act somewhere on a stage, traveling around and pressing the ATM button, having people, 18,000 people, 20,000 people, however many, jump up on their feet and give you a standing ovation. I think a lot of people would like to have that opportunity, don't you?
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? Aquapail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made Aquapail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. Aquapail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. Aquapail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The backfield right now, though. High backfield behind Wilson. He's going to take it left side, and he's going to get a first down. 30, 25, still on the move. 20, 15, 10, 5. Oh, my word, he's done it again. Touchdown, Seahawks. Marshawn Lynch.
Here's the read option. Newton keeps it himself, and it's wide open. 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20.
Out for the game in overtime. The holder is Rocca. Horvath is ready. The kick is on the way, and it is a bullseye! He hits it, and the Redskins victorious. They have won 4 straight, beating the Ravens tonight, 31-28 in overtime.
Shotgun formation, pulls the quarterback. Comes out of this. We lead on the goal line.
The 7-yard line. Here comes a return by the Browns. 2 steps down to the left side into the open field. Cleveland's Travis Benjamin. Downfield blocked. It's not Griffin. It's Travis Benjamin. 20-yard line. 15. 2 blocks. 10. 5. Touchdown. Cleveland Browns.
Kaepernick takes the snap. Gonna keep the ball and run left. And Kaepernick gets the first down and more. 40. 30. He is gone. Kaepernick. 50-yard touchdown.
Stafford blitzes on, ball goes to his hands. Stafford is up for grabs. It's picked up by Daniel. He's rambling to
it was that kind of week, without a doubt. Here we are, week 14, one game left, and it is our nail the score game, folks. That's where you call in, and it happens Wednesday into Thursday morning, really Thursday morning, third hour. We pick the random game of the week. The supercomputer does it. You simply call in, just like playing the lottery. Pick a side and tell us what you think the final score is going to be. And like I said, a very strange week. I know I keep echoing the same sentiments, but I'll tell you, if you were trying to play at home and figure out, okay, so what's going on here? You could see some patterns emerge, but boy, there were some crazy things that happened. What's going on with the Falcons? Carolina beats them 30-20. You heard the Minnesota call. Minnesota getting by Chicago. Chicago's fading 21-14. Baltimore can't stop the run, can't seem to do anything right, and they're beaten in an exciting game, 31-28. It didn't look like it was going to be that kind of game in the end. And Philadelphia, they're terrible, but they end up beating Tampa Bay because they come back in the end, 23-21. That's a who-cares game, actually. But with other playoff implications, some of the finishes have been interesting. The Giants needed some distance. Why not? Because you see the Cowboys in their rearview mirror. They beat Cincinnati. And, of course, Washington, I just mentioned their win. So they trounced New Orleans 52-27. Then you have the crazy Seattle score where what happened to Arizona? The goose egg, nothing, zero, no points, 58-0. And somehow Green Bay scrapes out another win, 27-20, beating Detroit. So they keep finding a way to hang around, stay around, and keep themselves in this thing. Matt, you're a Vikings fan. We always get the Vikings kind of skinny from you. I only saw a few highlights from this game, but that was a must-needed or a much-needed win for the Vikings anyway. So that was big. That keeps them there.
Yeah, it was definitely a must-win game around the bubble for the wild card berth. And if we lost, we definitely would have been out of it. I think we need too much help if we lose that game. So now we're still in the bubble. Got to win next week at St. Louis. But it comes down to we still don't have a quarterback, and that's the problem because we had an amazing defense. We got a defensive touchdown and then another defensive interception that was ran back to about the 5-yard line, so almost two defensive scores. And Adrian Peterson rushed for, I don't know what his final total was, but he had like over 100 yards in the first quarter. So it was basically running the ball in defense. It was more of your old-school NFC Central back in those days, the black and blue division. It was more of one of those old-school games where you run the football and have great defense and little passing.
Yeah, and that obviously worked there for the quarterback who's shaky. All right, just make the handoff clean. That's all we need you to do. Clean handoffs, please.
I would kill to have somebody like Alex Smith or Trent Dilfer on this team, but we just don't have it.
And yeah, but that means next year shopping.
Well, that's why I mean, there's a lot of my friends and I were saying that San Fran's obviously moving in a different direction. Throw the 49ers, you know, a mid-round draft pick for Alex Smith, and then use one of your own draft picks in the second round on a quarterback, and let's get rolling, because you're ruining one of the best runners of all time, his prime years. I mean, he came back from a torn ACL, and he's better than he was before.
Yeah, so, sure, why not do it? Why not snap something up where you need it? And a quarterback is obviously what Minnesota's looking for, but, of course, Minnesota's not the only team that's looking for somebody in the pocket, and those decisions are a little ways off. So we just start going through week 14 in the NFL. You know, the one score that stands out to me is what happened where Seattle just crushed the Cardinals, and turnovers, eight turnovers was one of the big reasons that that happened. I can't remember seeing a zero on a board in forever.
That's another team that is desperately in need of a quarterback, and Vince Young was actually tweeting Larry Fitzgerald Jr. during the game.
Saying, help me.
I'll come help you. Tell your coach I'll come sign with you. And he probably could do a better job than what they have. And you've got to think that Ken Whisenhunt, his job may be done.
Yeah.
Because there's rumors that Ray Horton's going to take over the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, especially, I mean, with that kind of an embarrassment, boom, that's it right there, I think. I can't imagine how much more rope he would get. To have just zero is incredible. I mean, incredible to not have anything, no point, zero, put up with the 8 turnovers. Just can't do that. You can't play in the NFL and have the ball turn over that many times. You know, absolutely no way. You're definitely skating on more than thin ice. Let's put it that way. I can't imagine that there's not massive changes in Arizona, because it's with the humiliating loss and the way the season has gone. I don't think so. I'll tell you one team that we haven't talked about that much, but Denver beating Oakland 26-13. Man, I'll tell you what, John Elway, I heard, is like a Cheshire cat, because people were totally pounding him about Tim Tebow and letting Tim Tebow go to New York. And, of course, they get Peyton Manning from Indianapolis, the leftovers from Indianapolis. And now, you know, Denver is sitting there again, and they're 10-3. And so they come up with another big win, and the focus is kind of on Peyton Manning, but he's not the only one who is, you know, smashing a few records here and there, and who's really contributing to the team. They've got a great running game, and I think that's part of the reason why it's worked so well this time anyway with Manning, because Manning is trying to follow along. He's trying to be part of that whole game plan. And he had his 30th touchdown pass on the opening drive. So he became the fastest quarterback to reach 5,000 career completions and got his 12th 10-win season as a starter. So that moves them a half game ahead of New England and Baltimore for the second-best record in the AFC. Denver goes to Baltimore next week. That game will help decide who gets a first-round playoff bye, and that might be what happens for the Broncos. And that's a big bone to throw to Peyton, because, like I said, he was booted from Indianapolis because of his neck, and the owner not willing to take a chance on that. But that's been the game of the Denver Broncos, without a doubt.
The weather outside is weather.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
I'm stupid. You're smart.
What, are you kidding me?
Francis! This guy double check!
Comes another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous 4 herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox, on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.